Hello everyone, my name is Miss Lalita Dorinda Williams, the author of Be Strong, Stay Strong, and Escape from Hateland. My most recent publication is a series entitled Contemplating a Sip of Satan's Sweet Tea. All of them have the same title but different subheaders. Well, today's Keep It Simple series episode is entitled Common Courtesy. I thought all grown folks knew this. And I hate to come on like this, but you know, your girl had some interesting things happen to her from the new year, like the very first new hour of the new year, and then the top of the month that we're in, which is February. So your young girl is about to run down what transpired, the reason why she finally took it upon herself to use her precious time to record a podcast entitled Courtesy. I thought all grown folks knew better. Okay, for those, here's my disclaimer. I am a Bible believer. I am a Christian. I love my Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus. And majority of the time, I'm proselytizing low-key because I'm never really into the Bible beating, just constantly just trying to shove it down a person's throat type thing. I grew up with that, and that just turned me off completely to the point where I wouldn't even do basic witnessing because just the slightest mention of anything to me, mention of Jesus or church or anything, I just felt like it was being rammed down the person's throat, like it was just being, you know, rammed down my throat. And that's one thing. When, of course, you're supposed to obey and honor your parents. They want you to go to church. You don't have a choice because you're a child. You're still living under their roof. That's one thing. It's another thing when you're forced to be on your knees for hours praying at home. Or you're forced to be in one church to another, like three and four different churches in one day. And then still have to come home that Sunday night, go to bed and get up for school and things like that. I'm talking about just excessively extreme where even God does not want or require that of anyone. That's not balance. So there's my disclaimer because that was my upbringing. Yes, I mentioned the Word of God. Fortunately, I developed a love relationship with the love of God and with Christ Jesus. And so he's a gentleman, and I just let it flow. I just go ahead and share as I should and let it flow. I'll never leave him. He'll never leave me. Glory to God. Okay, so with that being said, the first hour into the new year, your girl, Lalita, was at her church home. We had a beautiful New Year's Eve service. It was awesome. And then they had an event afterwards in the same building for those who wanted to, you know, who already had pre-registered to be there. So I'm there and we're able to eat food and, you know, fellowship, talk, chop it up. For those who don't know what chop it up means, talk and participate in different games and icebreakers, things like that. And so they had an area where you could take a picture, you know, because it's the new year, you know, 2020. I can see clearly now, the rain is gone, you know, silly stuff. So I'm taking pictures of someone who is just snap happy. For those who don't know what snap happy means, people who just take pictures of everything, the sky, a cockroach, the carpet, a jacket, a sleeve, a button. They just act like a newborn infant that's finally able to walk and talk. And as soon as they get a hold of something, they just keep pressing the picture button like they've OD'd or something. Okay. So regardless to where you go, this chick is just snap happy. Like, you know, random pictures that just doesn't make sense. So she wanted someone to take a picture of her in front of this area, and one of the other ladies that I knew was with her took the picture. And then Lalita did something I should not have done. I just felt it in, like one famous radio personality said, he would say, you know, when he would do something he had no business doing, he would say, I just felt it in my shanana. I felt it in my shanana that I was not supposed to leave from the area I was taking the picture to go ahead and join the picture. Well, Lalita went ahead and joined the picture. And I was wondering, like, why is this snap happy fool standing like super super close to me? But I didn't think anything of it, because I'm like, you know, maybe she want to make sure she gets in the picture. Then the next thing I noticed is that the girl who was taking the picture, I was wondering why she hesitated to take the picture and then went ahead and took it anyway. So all of this stuff is going on, not knowing what's up. So, you know, everything's over and done with. You know, you end up getting home, go to bed, wake up, look on social media. I'm looking and it's like, you know, snap happy done took like 38 pictures of that night. And so I'm just like, okay, well, let me just go ahead and go through here looking at these pictures. I run across a picture where, till this day, I still can't believe this chick did this, and she's like 40 plus years old. You're old enough to know better. I look at this picture and I'm trying not to laugh because it's funny now, but it was not funny then whatsoever. I look at this picture, this female got her leg hyped up like she is a hound at a fire hydrant on me. But at the same time, I did not feel her leg, but it looked like her leg was on me. If anyone knows Lalita, see, I'm trying to keep my cool, smooth voice going, but if anyone knows Lalita, they know that, yes, I am a cool chick. People feel very comfortable talking to me, being around me, interacting with me. However, there is just a certain decorum that you have when you're in a photograph, because when you work in a professional environment, when you are a published author, when you're into the theatrical type entertainment feel, there's just certain pictures you just don't want out there. Now, if the chick works at Wendy's, or if she's a janitor, then she can go ahead and live it up. But that was not appropriate. Common courtesy. Told the chick through text message, I did not like that picture. Did she take it down? No, she did not. She left that picture up. So then I went ahead and I put the mean face on this particular social media platform. That way anyone who saw those 38 pictures snap happy took, they would know Lalita was not pleased with her picture. And I even put under her picture that, number one, I was wondering why she was standing so close to me. Number two, it's not appropriate that she took a picture making it look like her leg is hiked up on me, like it's on me, but I couldn't feel it and I didn't know, and that it is not appropriate. So that was the beginning of my new year. Here it is, month goes by. Lalita calls herself being nice to the young lady. So I call myself being nice. She wanted to celebrate her birthday somewhere. It wasn't in her budget to have it at a hall or have it at a restaurant or things like that. And so she's kicking around some ideas. So Lalita being who she is, I'm like, okay, well, why don't you have it at my home? Just for a few hours. I got a Super Bowl party to go to later that evening. And since we pretty much know the same people, I pretty much knew who would be in my home. So the fellowship is taking place. You know, ladies are having fun. We're playing games, talking, listening to music, things like that. So by it being all ladies, it's a casual day. Most ladies are going to disperse due to the Super Bowl party. No one was dressed for like a party. You know what I'm saying? Like if we were at a restaurant, our attire would have been different. Hair would have been managed. Makeup in place somewhat. Something. But in my home, everyone was super, super casual. No one was dressed up or anything. So Lalita is sitting on a bar stool. It's winter time. Lalita is dressed in layers, although I'm still in my home. And I'm sitting on a bar stool without a back, which means when you're sitting on a bar stool, how do you normally sit on a bar stool with no back and you're not against the wall? Yes, that's right. Most of us sit on a bar stool with our legs like spread eagle, just cocked wide open, and I have on pants. And then I have on layers under my clothes, and I'm just a little disheveled. My clothes and it managed or neat because, you know, it's a party and it's all ladies and we're just all, you know, just chilling, having fun, playing games. So I just happened to look up and I see Snap Happy have her phone pointed at me. And I pointed my finger at her like, I know you're not taking any pictures of me. Next thing I know, I think it was the very next day, I happen to be on this particular social media platform. I'm seeing that she posted like, you know, so, I'm so happy to celebrate another birthday with, you know, all these different people, what have you. And so I'm like, let me scroll through here and just take a look at these pictures. And what did Lalita see? That's right, folks. Lalita saw herself sitting on the bar stool looking like a whale on an iceberg, legs spread wide open in pants, in the layers that was on under my clothes. You could see the different layers, you know, because they wasn't laying down. You saw one shirt sticking out from another, and then it was all ruffled. It looked like I had 8 rows of back fat along with like supersized juicy thighs. Yes, Lalita looked a hot mess. But fortunately, my hair was down. I'm leaning down looking at something. And I'm thinking to myself like, whoo, I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm like, the Lord is good. I was like, my hair is down. You can't see my face, so no one would know it's me. Would you know that the very next picture was the picture of me pointing at her with my finger, looking very angry, like, I know you're not taking my picture. Yes, the dingbat posted that picture as well. Moral of the story, Lalita had to do an evaluation. Lalita was like, and why am I your social media friend? So not only did Lolita remove herself from being Snap Happy's social media friend, Lolita also banned her. Like, you can't even send me a friend request. Until Lolita calmed down to actually let her know those were not professional photos to be posted on social media of ladies in their natural form who are super comfortable, not expecting to see any photos. Then on top of that, it wasn't expected. You did not ask in advance, just common courtesy. You did not ask in advance if you should post that. There are tables up everywhere. There, the picture is showing just a disheveled apartment. Well, it looked disheveled because you had tables everywhere with empty plates, empty cups, half-eaten food. It just looked to me like a hot mess, and that is not how I live. Just no decorum whatsoever. None. And then someone may say, well, you know, you need to talk to her because she don't know you any better. She know better, because there have been other events prior to this where Snap Happy would take pictures and she would let me know. She's like, well, I took these pictures, but I'm not going to post them. And I said, I'm glad you're not, because those pictures don't look good. So Snap Happy knew what she was doing. Generally, with all of my Keep It Simple series episodes, I generally have a homework assignment for others. Lolita has a homework assignment for herself, which is to actually talk to Snap Happy and let her know, should she ever decide to move into a professional environment when it pertains to work, to evaluate everything that she posts and find, is this something my future employer would want to see as their future employee? Would they want to see you with your leg hiked up like you're at a fire hydrant on another woman with other women in the picture? That just certain things you would think is just common courtesy, because a person is grown, that is just not what you do. So, for your homework assignment, I recommend that you get in the habit of sharing with your family, friends, loved ones, colleagues, co-workers, acquaintances, that whenever they want to whip that phone out, just make sure you have a disclaimer. Please do not take any photographs of me and post them on social media, or I will report you. That is just not proper decor. Amen. Amen. So pray for Lolita and pray for Snap Happy, okay? All right. Well, that concludes my Keep It Simple series episode 4. The week. If you would like to know more about me, you can follow me on 3 different avenues. The first is Instagram, the number 1_la_lita. The second is my Facebook author page, Be Strong, Stay Strong. Last but not least, I do have a webpage, which is lalitawilliams.com. It is LalitaWillims.com. Well, until I record again, cast all of your cares upon Jesus Christ, because he cares for you. And stay prayerful. It changes things. For real.